Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf, and today I have with me Kyle Ocasio.
Hey, I am so happy to see you. We've been trying to make this happen for the longest, and the freaking holidays and bad bangs, everything got in the way, but we're here and I'm very happy.
We did it. We finally made it happen. And every time that we had to reschedule, it made sense though, because the one time I had just gotten a PRP injection into my foot and I was going to
That's
try to make
right.
it happen. But I hadn't showered in like 3 days and I was starting to look a little greasy. So it was a good thing we pushed it.
And also that was the same night that I was going to record from my boyfriend's again, and I got violently ill, like couldn't stop throwing up. And that was really fun for him to see me doing that for the first time. But yeah. And then it was like Christmas Eve and just like craziness. So I'm glad that it's like Christmas is over. New Year's coming, and we can just focus on all the positivity.
Amen. And how were the holidays for you?
You know, as the kids get older, it's a little bit less fun because let's face it, like Christmas is fun when you have little kids and they're so excited about anything you buy them and they unwrap it and it's just joy and happiness. But they're older and they will tell me exactly what they want. So there's no surprises. It's like, oh, I want this hoodie or I want these sneakers. And it's just kind of like I get stuff from CVS that they run out and buy the night before. So I get like chapstick. I spend like $1,000 on them and I get like chapstick. So it was fun. What did
Yeah,
you
I
do?
feel like it can be anticlimactic sometimes. I had a good holiday. I just feel like it's all this lead up and then it's over. And then it's like, all right, what's next? Okay, the new year. I think it's best if you put some spiritual energy into it. Like, all right, now we focus on the new year, putting in some good energy, hoping that as we enter 2025, we can hopefully manifest lives that always feel more in alignment this year than they did the last. That's how I try to look at it. Not
And
get
I think
depressed.
it is hard because a lot of people get depressed during the holidays. And I didn't know this like until recently. Like so many of my friends are like, hey, I'm not going home because my dad is abusive, or I realize that I have that choice. And as adults, you can decide you don't have to do that stuff. So sometimes it's really freeing to realize that and make those choices. But then there's the other end of the spectrum where there's so much pressure to try to see everyone. Like I have a really big family. I'm the youngest of six, and my brothers and sisters were all getting together. And I couldn't muster up the energy to get everybody in the same place. It's a lot. So, you know, I'm happy that there's a new year because it's a little reset. You know, you can just kind of say, I'm going to start over. Here are my goals. Here's what I'm going to aim for. We do it every year. And a lot of times none of my resolutions or goals get achieved, but sometimes it's just planting the seed. And
Right.
maybe now 2025, it's going to be really good. So.
Fingers crossed. By the way, are you facing a
Yes.
window?
I am, yeah, I am.
You
Is
are
that,
so brightly lit up. You look
I,
like
you
the
know what?
whitest woman ever, and you are not
I
just a
know, it's
white
so
woman.
funny. I was just, I feel
Aren't
when
you
I
Puerto
got on here,
Rican?
no, my ex is, I'm half Venezuelan.
Half Venezuelan. I'm glad because we're
But
good
I'm like
friends. I'm glad to
I'm
finally
super
know.
white. Everyone thinks I'm Puerto Rican all the time. Because my kids are half Puerto Rican and they love, you know, pasteles and stuff like that. So every time there's like a Latino comedy show and they'll have like the Puerto Rican flag under me, I'm like, all right, whatever. Like, just pay me.
I
I'll
feel
do
really bad that we're
the
good friends and I just found out you're not Puerto Rican.
I love it.
Half
I like to be
Venezuelan. I like
ambiguous.
it.
Yup. But yeah, I look like I'm see-through. I look
Well,
like a
the light's
ghost.
hitting you, so you look like a little bit of a spirit visiting me, which I'm
I
cool with.
am.
I love
I
when
am.
spirits visit, but you are fully manifested in physical form. So you're
It is
normally
kind of
not this
creepy.
white.
It is a little terrifying. I'm like, But I'm in Connecticut. I'm in the burbs, like in the middle of nowhere, which
I've
is
been to
really
that
nice.
town and I've seen
You
you.
have I you were a huge star at the outdoor. I remember when I saw you and CJ, and I said to him, I was like, this is gonna be a hell gig for her. She's gotta prep. And you fucking nailed it. You were
Oh,
amazing.
thank you. It was a clean set, so I was nervous because normally my stand-up has some edge to it. So I had to pull out some of the older Nick Mom bits.
And it's just as comics, seeing kids at a show is always like, oh God, this is going to be bad. Like kids, old people in buffets
The
happening
one
all
little
at the same
girl was
time.
so cute. She was like my biggest fan, and I ran into her after where I was staying, and she loved my set. And I was like, okay, she's allowed
Love
to come
that.
to my shows. Not the dirty ones, but she was so sweet and magical. But
No, you turned it around. Like sometimes you see gigs like that where it's like, is there even a stage? Do they know about the lighting? Okay, it's going to be bare bones. But you just were like, okay, this is what I got to deal with. And you
I
just
had
did it.
double
It was.
vision. You know this. I got double vision on the way to the show. I'd been hit in the head with a volleyball, substitute teaching 4 days before, but I didn't have double vision yet until the car ride. Thankfully, CG was driving, so I could at least get there, but everyone in the crowd was double. So I was freaking out a bit, but I loved
That's
having you there.
wild.
It
That's
was it,
wild.
it and then it was like for 2 months I had double vision and I was like, all right, I'm gonna surrender to this. I had to wear my sunglasses everywhere because I also have light sensitivity, but having you
So I'm
there
sure my
and your
big white head
boyfriend,
is probably really helping right now, too.
oh, I know, I had to stay away from like bright shiny lights because I have them on me. I'm not as ghostly white as you look right now.
It's aggressively white. Like I'm just looking at myself right now and I don't like it.
I mean, that's why when you podcast from home over Zoom, like it can be hard to control the lighting, you know? What are you going to do?
What are you gonna do?
You're in Connecticut. You don't have your full studio set up right now, but your makeup does look great.
Thank you. Just a little lipstick. I did an impulsive haircutting thing. So, like a few weeks ago, I was getting ready to go on the road and I felt like I just wanted to do something different. It's like I haven't cut my hair in so long. I've always had long curly hair. And I started getting paranoid. Like my daughter told me, as kids are very honest, she's like, Mom, your forehead's huge.
Oh my
Okay,
God.
thanks, bitch. But I was like, well, maybe I'll try bangs. And I was Googling curly hair with bangs, and I saw all these images of women that kind of looked like me. And I was like, I can pull that off. So when I went to my hairdresser, we were talking, and he got a little excited, and I lost track of how much he was cutting. And I was like, oh, okay. And then he styled it in a way that took so much time. It looked really good, it looked very cute, but there was like a diffuser, multiple products involved. I don't have time for that at home. So then when I go on the road to do this show, I'm like totally freaking out because it looks ridiculous. I mean, it's like I'm not used to it. So I just ended up pulling my hair back. And now I've just surrendered. Like, I made a little mistake. It's just hair, it'll grow back. But I have like 2 months. And even my boyfriend's like, yeah, just put it to the side.
I mean, it looks good right now. I know you completely got it to the side and wrangled it in, but I like it. I love your curls. You know, I feel like
Thanks.
curly-haired women, they're fiery, more fiery normally than others. They've got that
We
charisma.
have to be because we have less options with our hair. So we have to like make up for it in some other way. Your hair is very pretty. It's very
I got a
shiny.
wave, but right now I kind of just brushed it down. I used to
I
straighten
like
my
it.
hair, but I really don't have time to do much these days with getting ready. I'm just over it. My husband takes way longer to get ready than me.
Isn't that funny? Like, yeah, I used to love when I was younger, my girlfriends would come over before we go to like a club or something. The best part of the night was putting on music, having a drink, putting on makeup, getting ready. Now it's like, oh, fuck, I have to put it's good. I just throw some lipstick on and like a pair of earrings, and I'm like, I hope this works because I'm just I put a little extra retinol on now. That's my time is now spent in the evening routine, like just trying to not ever get wrinkles. That's like my whole
I need some
goal.
retinol. I've heard that. So I will get some retinol because I used to think I was immortal till I saw the aging lines the last 2, 3 years. So I got to get retinol. So we'll move on to our first topic.
We're not staying on
We're going to move on. And I talked about Luigi Mangione last week. What I want to say, or I guess it was 2 weeks ago, what I want to say that's been changed, or that has changed, my grammar's not always amazing. I am an alien, I'm a star seed, so sometimes
You're a
my main
teacher?
language is Arcturian, so I'm still adapting to the English language. So he was charged as a terrorist, and it pisses me off. Because the guy who just lit a woman on fire in the Manhattan subway, I'm gonna guess he's not charged with terrorism. No school shooter has been charged with terrorism. I consider what's going on in Gaza terrorism. So I just think it's interesting that when a very wealthy human gets taken out, then it's terrorism. You know, it's all about money. And I'm just sick of it. Like, you shouldn't be more protected than others just because you're rich. It's sick. And
100%.
once again, I'm not saying what he did is good. You got to be careful saying that. But it was a movement because he's saying, you know, you're a terrorist if what you're doing is denying people legitimate health care that they need. If a doctor's saying they need it, why is it the healthcare company saying they don't? And I don't think any healthcare company should be for profit in the first place. So I just wanted to say that because they, did you see his perp walk with like 18 people behind him? It's like,
I
where's that
mean, was
for
that
Epstein and Diddy?
necessary? Yeah.
Sex trafficking. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I think that, you know, like you, I agree. I don't want to say like if that's a great way to do, you know, make get your point across is to kill someone. No, but it's brought up a fantastic conversation that's needed to be had. And the huge disparity between what people make in this country is disgusting.
Yep.
The fact that, you know, talking about that woman on the subway, I think they haven't quite identified her yet. All signs sort of point to she's probably a homeless woman, I think. But it's like, why are there people that have to live on the train? And why are there people making billions of dollars denying cancer claims? So while I certainly don't, you know, I don't like vigilante behavior because it falls in the, you know, Trayvon Martin thing. That was a vigilante thing of that George, whatever his name was, total piece of shit. I don't think we need more people like that. However, Luigi, I feel like it's a little, there's a little caveat because he came from a wealthy family, because he was this highly educated person, he didn't have to do this. He was kind of, I think, just taking on the whole society, like this is disgusting.
Yeah.
And it maybe it took someone so incredibly educated, like this kid's IQ is through the roof, that he knew exactly what the consequences would be, and he still did it. So he's not crazy. Again, it's like, yes, it's sad when someone dies, but I'm also sick of living in a system where I have to beg my insurance company to cover something for one of my kids that should be like, what am I paying for then?
Right. No, I agree with you. It's just it's sick what's going on. It's giving Hunger Games, in my opinion. And I think Luigi has Katniss Everdeen energy. And she's one of my favorite characters in a book and movie. And you know, I can kind of see why certain people are like, why are people celebrating a murderer? It's like it's not just some random murderer they're celebrating. They're
And he also
celebrating.
happens to be hot. Like
Yeah,
that
he
doesn't,
is.
you know, it doesn't hurt the empathy for him.
Exactly. But I think it's just someone taking a stand where we feel helpless against these people completely abusing their power. And we are helpless a lot of the time. So I think it would be nice if some of the very upper class try to understand the struggle of people who aren't billionaires or millionaires. It's a hard life. We're just trying to pay our bills. We're trying to take care of our bodies. So getting denied legitimate claims is terrorism, in my opinion. So
I think so
something must be
too.
done.
And I think, when Benny was little, he was baptized by this priest who said something really amazing. Like, he was very kind of more modern and progressive. And the priest said to the whole congregation, he said, sinning is when you don't tip your busboy enough. Sinning is when you don't take care of people. And so it was a very progressive approach. Like, you can't, a lot of these people that are so wealthy also sit on that whole, like, God's on my side. And it's like, no, if you are not paying people a living wage, that's a sin. And
Yes.
so all of that kind of, made me think of like Luigi and this whole movement, or I don't know what you want to call it, but it's the attention that it's gotten is, I think, if anything good came out of it, it's that.
Exactly. And I hope that there is a movement, a revolution that continues, because the imbalance of power, it's parasitic. It's draining. So many people are unhappy and they're like dragging themselves lifelessly to work. For what? Who are they giving their lives to? Companies that don't give a fuck. So, not every company doesn't give a fuck, but a lot of them don't. So,
Many, many of them do not.
I think it's time for a change. And I also feel like there are a lot of celebrities that remind me of the Hunger Games celebrities, just very dissociated. We might even know some that we were once friends with who've gotten famous. Not all of them, but some, because you can tell some people equate their success to how many followers they have, how much money they make. Look, that can be great, but only if you are of good morality, in my opinion, if your heart's still intact, if you're not dissociated. So I think that needs to be where most people are leading from, making sure your heart's intact. You don't have to be a perfect person, but
But be a
make
real
sure a
person.
real
Yeah, be a
person.
real person. And I think that line gets blurred, especially in comedy. I mean, it does, it's not the same trajectory as like when we were coming up, where it's like we've talked about this, where you work hard, you write, you get up on stage, and now it's like, if you can't sell out a room, the formula is the bookers will take, let's say, an influencer or someone who has a ton of followers. They'll bomb. I've seen it. I opened for someone who jumped after 20 minutes, and I warned them about it, but they still did it. And the club owner didn't care that they bombed, because then they're going to find the next viral sensation who's going to bring in a ton of people. So, and so on and so forth. So hopefully that will change if we have like good people, booking comedy, the gatekeepers, but there's not a lot of those out there.
And hopefully what also might change is if we find out what these orbs and drones and UFOs really are,
What
that
is,
could change.
I lost that whole story. Like, what? I don't even know what was
So
happening.
there are so many sightings going on, especially around New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania. They're really all over the country at this point and in other countries, but it seems like there's a high concentration in New Jersey for whatever reason.
Why do they want to be in
I like New Jersey. I miss Jersey.
No sales tax.
No sales tax. I feel like, and I talked about it the last podcast, that it's a mixture of government equipment, whatever you want to call it, government drones, planes, but I also think it's UFO stuff. I think it is, there are some extraterrestrials up there with them. And I think that they've been working together more than we
They
realize.
want to go to the outlets in Jersey.
I would love to see one. I haven't seen any UFOs, no drones. I have been obsessed with alien stuff for a long
You're the
ass
OG.
time.
Like, since I met you, you've been obsessed.
Yes.
That
Now
was
it's
like
getting more
2008.
popular,
So.
but I would love to see one. I would love to interact with an alien. I'm ready for change, and I would hope that they have
I
access
am
to technology that we need. I mean, there's a Thrive Movement documentary. It's free on YouTube, where they've talked about scientists who came up with free energy, and their labs were set on fire or they were killed.
Ooh.
Like we have ways of changing this world, but if it threatens
Interesting.
big companies, then they get torched. And I just think we need to get past the murdering of people who are coming up with ways to evolve our whole community, our world community. But money's
Yeah,
talking still. It's sick.
it is. That's why
Sorry,
I'm
I
a
really picked
comic and I don't
upbeat
make any money.
topics. I should have warned you.
I agree. No, I love all this stuff, Kate. I love like your energy, and I want to get more spiritual for 2025.
I
You have to
think
read
we're
my
all going to
tarot.
have to. I think we're going to have to because I think as we realize that the paranormal universes are real and that we are our reality shifting and we're going to have a lot more, what should I say, experiences with them. I think people really need to do work on their spiritual body, learning how to protect themselves, learning how to accept what we are inside and how odd we are because there are going to be more and more occurrences, even in our own homes, and you might want to know how
That's
to
so
deal with that.
wild. Yeah,
Have
I
you
don't know.
ever
What do I
had
do? No, I mean, I don't know. I've had sleep paralysis, and that feels like an alien is like, coming to get you. I remember it like a couple times in my life having that. But yeah, no, I don't know. What do I do if I see one? And how do I know, like, what do they look like?
the
How do I
most
protect
simple
myself?
way to protect yourself is call on the angel realm, call on angels. I feel like almost everyone works with angels, right? They're accepted in the Bible, Christianity. I think in almost every religion they have angels. And I totally believe that angels are real. So calling on angelic protection, putting a beam or like a bubble of either white light around you, it could be pink light, whatever
I'm
really.
safe.
Kyle's in the bubble. She's got the white light right now. Yeah, just,
My
and
God.
also making sure that your movements in life are clean.
Are
Like,
aligned, right.
yeah, like what you're doing isn't hurting people, that karmically you understand the rules and the laws, and that you are trying to be a clean presence in terms of not hurting people if you are able to not to. Sometimes you might hurt someone just by saying no to them because they want something
Right.
that I'm not including, but just making sure that you're being as authentic as you can be and that you're leading with your heart and not with your ego. And I think a lot of people right now are not living that way. So I think, you know, we're all being watched, not just by our phones that are spying on us, but by deities, by spirit. So remember that I believe in like a judgment day of sorts. So it might not be a day, it could just be like judgment years, but really making sure, you know, if you were being watched, would you be proud of yourself? And
That's
it's
such a
not all
great
about money.
question to
It's,
ask. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. That's a really good way to, I think when people feel depressed or sad or angry, you're just disconnected from yourself and you are in a situation that isn't making you feel aligned. So whenever I can control something, I want to make the best choices to just to lead and be who I am and not grasp for things. Like we've all thought of doing grimy things for whatever reasons. And then you just, I think it's stopping in your tracks and being like, how do I want to live? Or how do I want to be an example to my kids? Because now that our kids are older, to me, it's more ironic. I feel like they're almost watching more now, even though they're independent and kind of doing their own things and in college and all that stuff. But they do take their cues from you still. So I try to remind myself, like, when I want to talk shit about somebody or something like that. And I'm like, oh, maybe I'll not do that because I don't want my kids to be that like gossipy. Da, da, da. So yeah, it's just trying to like live exactly, live so that you're not hurting people, that you're living to be and do the best that you can. I think that's the mantra for 2025. I mean, it should be the mantra for every day, but
Yeah, a lot of people talk shit about people that are very close to them and then will go and have a conversation with them like nothing happened. I'm not saying I'm not ever guilty of that, but I really try to bring all parts of me, the darker parts, the lighter parts. Because, I can understand sometimes someone pisses you off and sometimes you love them, but just kind of remembering, would I be okay if they heard what I'm saying right now? And like I said, just kind of streamlining yourself, bringing all parts, the parts that hates the person, loves the person, because we're such complicated beings, but really attempting at least to only interact with people that you do feel good around and that you don't want to shit talk in general. So.
Right. I mean, it's like I tell Maya all the time, like, watch the company that you keep, especially, she's in her, she's going to be 20. And it's like at that age, you have to really know who's in your corner, who's a good example, like who's gonna lead by example. And it's important even for us to remember stuff like that. So,
Exactly. And no sex trafficking, child sex trafficking, obviously. I don't know who these monsters are. Like, if you're doing that, you are just a demon and you've accepted being a demon. That and hackers. My
oh
mom
yeah,
got
that's,
hacked. And it
oh,
was
she
like,
did.
yeah, and it's just like, what human out there, like, that's your job is to just fuck someone over. Like, you couldn't find any other job. You're obviously smart enough to know technology, go apply it and like build websites. Like, what are we doing? Some people were just raised so improperly that they think that's okay. And I understand some people are in horrible situations, like people who rob whatever, liquor stores, bodegas. But it's like, if
You
that's
gotta get
your
a drink.
energy, you suck. Like, you gotta figure out a way to make money that's not hurting people. That's not gonna make someone wanna kill themselves. If that's what you're doing, then you've already accepted being a demon, in my opinion.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't know. I don't, luckily, I don't know anyone who has a job as a hacker or like, or anything like weird like that.
Wouldn't be friends with them.
I did know someone who like dealt drugs, but it was like, I don't know. It wasn't like, it
That's
was
not
a
as
long
bad
time
to
ago.
me.
It's not as, yeah, it's not great, but it's not like, I don't think it was like killing anyone. So,
If you sell
whatever.
weed, I could give two fucks. Like,
Oh
that to
yeah,
me is
who
a plant
cares?
medicine. But yeah, I guess if you're like selling meth to kids, then you're a piece of shit. But like, there's context to these things, but it's crazy that there are so many sex traffickers out there. And there's a big thing, I don't know if you heard, where people are saying open shipping containers, because there are so many shipping containers that have kids in them. And like, some truckers,
What? Are you
I
kidding me?
know, I swear. And like,
Wait, wow.
some truckers will hear them screaming or banging, and I guess for some reason they're not opened. It's like, we got to open these. We got to make sure that these kids are not being transported in this way and just really figure this shit out. The thing is there are so many rich, elite people involved in the business, and that's why we haven't really cracked down on this and figured it out, because
Yeah,
it's just
I
so
hear
sick.
shit, you hear like weird conspiracies like, Hillary Clinton drinking the blood of children or something like that, but it's like what's credible, what isn't, what's like but the sex trafficking thing, yeah, that's like terrifying. 'Cause it's easy, 'cause I think they hook you by, I saw a movie once, they hook the girls on drugs, like on heroin or something. And then they just make them like, if you want more, then you have to go fuck this guy. And then they get like tons of money, and the girls just stay strung out. And that's like how the cycle, I think, it's according to the movie.
I think it's interesting that we're still having Beyonce on everything when, like, her husband currently just got dragged into a court case. It's like, maybe we should wait for her to be in all these halftime shows till we know if Jay-Z's
So what's,
innocent
yeah,
or
I don't
not.
know what's the, like, I hate hearing that because it's like, oh, I so don't want him to be a bad guy. I was in one of his videos in
Really?
1999, and it was filmed in Brooklyn. I was an extra, and we were sitting around all day, and it was raining, and we got whatever per diem back then was probably like $75, And I remember he sent his like staff up and he gave each of us like $100 just for waiting and said like Jay-Z wanted to say thank you guys. So I was like, oh, he's so nice and so thoughtful. So which doesn't mean that he didn't do any of these things just because I had one mildly good experience. But it's like you hate to hear it. You're like, no, I thought he was a good guy. Please don't be a bad guy. But he might be.
I feel like if your best friend is P. Diddy and he's been doing that stuff, do you know what I mean? Imagine having a best friend who's
Enough.
like a
Yes, good
super
point.
sex trafficker person or just like a freakalique to the umpth degree, right? And that's your
Yeah.
best friend. How would you not know, first of all? And second
You
of
would
all,
know.
they partied together. And just so many stories have been coming out that at first these women were called crazy for years. And now it's
Yeah.
turning out to be true. Jaguar Wright has been saying this. I think her name's, there's Allie Carter, I think is the woman's name. She's been speaking out. She was called crazy.
Okay.
So I feel like with all of this coming out, I think it's interesting that Beyonce is still getting booked so much because it's looking suspicious.
Do you think she would have had, if, let's say he is guilty of all these horrible things, would she, do you think she knew about it or contributed in some way? Oh, fucking bummer,
I'm
man.
thinking yes. Even if it was like she got drugged herself at the parties or allowed herself, I think there are a lot of women who are so desperate to not lose their husband that they will convince
It's like you're
themselves.
Beyonce, bitch. Are you crazy? Like you're the
No.
most sought after woman in the world. Like you, oh my God.
It's
Can
the
you imagine?
wounding. It's the wounding in this world. You know what I mean? It's really sick. I mean, right now, like we've got legal chat child marriages in other countries. Like it's just a fucked up world. And I think with her, it's becoming clear. I mean, it looks to me like she's trying to look more and more like a white woman. And like she had the whole, oh, Becky with the good hair. Like I think he's made her feel not good enough in her body. I mean, she's Beyonce. You don't really get more gorgeous than Beyonce. But you
Right.
can see a direction she's going in with the country and the uber blonde hair. And I'm not saying you can't have uber blonde hair as a black woman, but it feels like there's some kind of like self-hate or something and just looking for approval from him. And he is not his hair lately. So it's like, I think she convinced herself to be in that world. I think a lot, whoever allow themselves to go to those parties and do what they did in the sicker version, they somehow convinced themselves they were allowed to do it. You know, I'm this big celebrity. This is what keeps me fueled. You know,
Right. They think they're exempt.
it's the
Yeah,
same
that's
thing
when
as
the
like
ego.
CEOs convincing themselves why they're allowed to not honor the claims of people who need it. Like it's sick, but they convince themselves somehow that they can do this. And I do think I could be wrong, and then I will apologize. I do think she's guilty to a degree. I don't know what degree. It could be a really bad degree, and I wouldn't be surprised. I just haven't really liked her energy in a while, to be honest. It felt very dissociated. I can't relate. I want to relate. If you're a celebrity, I should still relate to you. If you're seeming so dissociated like a robot, I don't give a fuck how much money you have. You're not a person anymore. So I know I'm saying some pretty, it's a good thing I don't have many listeners.
No, but it's interesting. I mean, I just haven't followed it enough, but it is really interesting. And I'm curious what happens. I mean, I guess what Cat Williams said it first, right? He was the one that was saying all this stuff.
And
And he said
like,
like
what
something
a
like, this
hero.
is the year. Yeah. Oh
Because
God, he's so
for
funny.
him to speak up, and he used to date Jaguar Wright, and Jag, who speaks up on this a lot, and she said when
Okay.
they were dating, he would go to sleep wearing what do you call it, like bulletproof vests and stuff, because he was that nervous because he
Wow.
was pressing up against the Illuminati. So he's pretty brave to
Wow.
have done this, but I think he got to a point where he was sick of it because people idolize celebrities. So if people are idolizing certain celebrities that are doing these heinous acts, we should be speaking up. You know, it's like enough's enough. And I have enough listeners. I don't want to totally shit on that, but I mean, I'm glad I don't have millions right now, because if I was saying this shit, I would completely get sued.
You'd have
And
to go on a bulletproof vest.
I know. I'd almost be like, hey, I believe in reincarnation. Let's go.
Let's do
You want to kill me? I'll come
it.
right the fuck back, motherfuckers.
And
Okay.
haunt
Yeah.
you.
Like, I don't see reality as most people do. So, and I believe I have a lot of spiritual protection. I haven't been drinking baby's blood like some of these people. So, yeah, I'm excited. I hope that the people who are in the Illuminati, et cetera, I want them to fall. I can feel the sickness of this world. I can feel it in my body and the pain here. And it's just, eh. I want the comedy world to shift. I don't want it to be so hard for the OGs to be getting stage time. I just feel like, yeah, I feel like there needs to be a big change. And I would love for there to be a ceasefire in Gaza.
Yes,
Like,
I
what the fuck
know.
is going on? There's just war crimes going on, and it's like, doo doo doo. Let's get Luigi Mangione while like little kids are being blown up and starved. I'm just like, wow, this world is fucked, but hopefully these aliens are here.
I find it hard sometimes to like keep up with the news. Sometimes people will say like, "Oh, did you hear what Trump did?" Or I'm like, "No," because I just don't. I can't tune in anymore.
You're
I
busier than
can't.
me. I'm a substitute teacher a lot, so that leaves me a lot of time to Google.
That's true.
And
That is
these high school
interesting.
kids, they know what's up. I hear them
They know
talking about
everything.
stuff. And yeah, so I kind of live for it because I'm so thirsty for a change. I'm so disgusted by so many humans.
Sources are like 10th graders.
I
Like
know.
high, getting high in the bathroom, and they're coming like, Miss Kate, guess what?
They know what's up, Kyle. Okay. They know what's up. Yes, them. And I love my TikTok. TikTok has a lot of good news sources. I Google it to make sure it's
Okay.
credible, but it goes on there first because a lot of our news channels are owned by very wealthy
Of
people and
course,
companies.
yeah.
So our news sources are being controlled, and it shouldn't be like that, but it is.
It is. That's.
The food we eat, people are making
Oh,
money
don't get
off
me
of. We're
started
eating
on
filled with
that.
chemicals. Like, it's just, you
Yeah.
know. Yeah.
My boyfriend is so into like eating well, and we just went to some like Amish place to get raw milk because he won't buy regular milk.
Well, he's amazing.
It's true.
We got to go on a
Yeah, no,
double
he
date,
that was
me,
so
CJU,
fun.
and Alex. And he's, with the term's corny now, but he's woke. For, you know, if we're going to use the term, he's very aware of what goes in his body, and he's had some struggles with his health in his past, and he kind of figured it out on his fucking own.
No, it's amazing. It's like he gives me, I'm coming down with a cold, and he gave me something yesterday. I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck this is. He's like, just take it. It helps. I'm like, okay. Like, I'm taking like horse tranquilizer. I have no fucking idea, but
I'm
it's
so happy you're in
natural.
a good relationship.
Me too. It's about time. It's
Yes.
about time. Like, healthy. Not that I think the last two were not necessarily unhealthy, but just not good matches at all.
I
You
didn't
know what I
really get
mean?
to know your last boyfriend very well, so I shouldn't say. I mean, I know who he is, and he's cool, even though I've never
No,
interacted with him.
he's a good guy. Just not, we just fizzled, you know.
And then your
But it was like,
ex-husband, obviously I knew him. Didn't get to know him very well, though, but he is a good
yeah,
dude.
because I think it was on. I think I was complaining to you about him constantly back then. And now I think when relationships get where they need to be, they can be in a good place. When you try to force a marriage or something or feelings that aren't there, that's when it's all bad. But once we divorced, and you know, he's a good dad, like, you know, he's great with my kids, whatever, we have good conversations. It's like, this is the kind of relationship we really were ultimately meant to have, which is just a nice co-parenting, even though I still do mostly everything. But it's better, it's so much better now. You know, being married to someone that you don't want to be married to is the worst feeling in the world, because
You're in a
it
prison
doesn't. Yeah.
because
So
then
I
you have
think,
the guilt of, you know, I want to stay for the kids. And so many people feel that. I obviously, because I left my ex-husband that
right.
I have
No, you
shame
had
with.
it. You had the right you've listened to your gut as
But
you
it was
typically
hard,
do it.
because it was coming from a lot of people then of like, oh, are you going to fuck up your son's life? And I was like, I would fuck up his life if I stayed in a miserable dynamic. And it blows
Absolutely.
my mind that some people really think staying in a marriage that's unhappy is better than leaving, because it's like, I would have been just the most depressed, faking it person ever. And I don't think that's ever good, because your kids can pick up on your energy. They know your truth. So even if you're putting on that fake smile and driving them places, they can feel it. And everyone has a right to be happy. And I think that Shane is way happier with parents who are with the right people than if we had stayed with the wrong. We were always fighting. It was horrible. I was always crying. And I was getting sick a lot. Not that my health is great right now, because my Lyme disease is,
But
being
you look great.
a fucker. But I'm just happier. I'm more me. I'm grounded. So I think everyone should at least attempt to either be single to find themselves, or break up if you're in a bad relationship, so you can give yourself a chance to find your right match.
Yeah, no, I waited way too long. And I think that when by the time we told the kids, I remember we sat down and it was like we spoke to a therapist about how we were going to word it. And we're like, well, guys, we wanted to talk to you. And I think it was my daughter. She was like, what? Are you guys getting divorced or something? And it was like, they knew. They knew. It wasn't, and it was almost like a, they weren't happy because there was a lot of change that ended up happening, but they, it was like a sigh of relief that no one's faking it anymore.
I was so
So,
proud for you,
thank you.
because
Thank
I
you.
knew I did, we did have conversations about it, and I knew it was a struggle, but I just love seeing your journey, because you are fighting to be happy. You're fighting to be who you are meant to be, and you are just a unique, amazing soul. You have been doing
Thank
comedy as a mother of three for how long? How many years have you been doing
you.
comedy?
Benny's 17, almost 17 years. April, it'll be 17 years.
And back when we started comedy, it was really hard. You had to dedicate yourself to it, especially when you have kids. Like, it wasn't this easy thing. Oh, well, take an hour. Like, you had to go to mics. You had to, I had to intern at Broadway Comedy Club and like
Oh,
see
you poor
people
thing.
for a
Oh,
5 minute
God, I'm so
check spot.
sorry.
Like, you had to really want it, and you had to really work your craft on stage, or you basically get bullied by the other comics. Like, oh, she
I
bombed.
used to
Sucks.
pay to do comedy. I used to because I would pay a babysitter, go to, if I even made, I think if those days early on, I don't think I made any money. And then once I started making like $20, it would go to the babysitter or a cab home to rush home. So I literally was paying for about 3 or 4 years to do comedy.
And there are a lot of, comedians now who have writers. So
Which
they have
is
money. They have money
so
to start
cheating.
with.
It's so that pisses, like I will say that is the one thing, and I know a couple, and I know that you probably know who I'm talking about. That's not, that's fucking cheating. It's fucking cheating. And it's just it grosses me out. It's one thing to get writers for a roast because it's a whole different animal, but your own stand-up should be the most personal thing you do. And if you win those laughs, they should be from your thoughts, your experiences, your observations. Anybody else doing that shit for you, especially so early on, and you know who I'm fucking talking about, it's disgusting.
It's
And that's
just
it.
not the journey we've had. We had to really struggle in a beautiful way, brick by brick, to build a stand-up comedy career. And when someone is starting with a ton of money, I mean, bless, I wish I had a ton of money. But when they have a ton of money, so they don't have to worry much about their bills, and then they can, on top of that, pay someone to write for them. And they just have the best equipment. They can go right out there and film the best, most crisp stuff. It's a big leg up. And I think that with karma and everything, it is going to matter. And you and I have full lives. Like, we can't just give everything to comedy either, because we have kids and we have spiritual practices and hearts that we want to take care of. So it's interesting, but you've been approaching comedy in the right way, in my opinion, for a long ass time. And it's built character. And I feel like it's why I adore you so much. You're a good person, you're a
Thanks.
funny person, and you on your own, when it wasn't popular to be a female comedian, now there are a ton out there. But back when we were starting, there weren't that many, and you had to really be out in the street. Like I was barking people in at the lantern as they walked by,
Remember when
street
we did
spot.
stuff? We did a couple things outside. We did like man on the street interviews for Nick
Yes.
Mom, and
It was cold.
it was very cold, and we did the Naked Cowboy. Do you remember we did something with him?
We
And
found them out in Times
he
Square,
was like
right?
annoyed. He was like annoyed by us, like we were bothering him because he was a huge
And he had
star.
a
And I'm like,
certain
dude,
smell
you.
I didn't like.
And also his balls were like so out there. They were just disturbingly, again, just an aggressive amount of ball sackage that nobody needed to see in the middle of the day. But
Yeah,
yeah,
we had
that's
to
somewhere on
interview him,
YouTube. We
but we weren't very impressed, that's for
weren't
sure.
impressed at all.
But I think that journey matters. You know what I mean? Even though we're not famous rich comedians right now, we're real people and we're able to have this conversation. And once again, I apologize. It's like, you want to come on my comedy podcast? We're going to talk about revolutions and
No,
rich
I love
people.
it. I love it. No, I think it's great. But I think it's really important, especially, during the pandemic when we weren't doing comedy at all, or we were doing Zoom shows. That was when I realized other things are important too. And you have to, I love doing comedy. I love traveling to do comedy. I've been able, lucky enough to do a lot of really cool things with it. But at the end of the day, that's a part of me. It's not everything. It's my relationship is a huge priority. So, there will be times where I will say no to something because I need to prioritize. For the first time in my life, I have to prioritize a relationship because I've never really, I don't think I've done that before. And that could be one of the many reasons. It's not always them. Even though I'm practically perfect, I fucked up a lot and I didn't maybe give it all I could. And so I'm making sure that I don't do that this time. And yeah, and kids and just being a well-rounded person because everything comes and goes, people and I love that as we get older, our material changes. I definitely don't ever want to be one of those comics that's doing the same stuff for 20 years. But it's harder too. And so I think that sometimes because I don't want to be like that, I think I put more pressure on myself. And then I'm like, well, maybe I don't want to go out and do a show tonight because I don't have new material or whatever. So.
Yeah, and I think we want to feel good on the inside, right? Like that's the
Yeah.
biggest point is not always dragging ourselves to shows while our body's screaming, oh, I'd rather be home with my person. You know, you want to feel good on the inside. And I think that's what we're working towards. And I know you and I have both met negative belief systems about age. You know, oh, if you get past this age, your career's over. And it's just not true. And I don't want to say it's just for comedy. It's anyone who's chasing a dream. Anyone. You can go back to school at any age. You can pursue any passion at any age. Like that is the devil speaking when someone's saying, like, oh, you hit this age and then you might as well dig yourself a grave of sadness.
It's
Like,
only true if you accept it. And I don't accept it. Like, I'm not ready to shrivel up and die yet. So,
no.
and I'll let everybody know when I am, but I'm not.
We'll have a little ceremony. We'll be really dramatic. We'll walk ourselves to the cemetery.
Some aliens.
Did you see any clips from this new Dracula movie, Nosferatu?
No, I so love the 1992 one
Did you see
with
it?
Gary Oldman. That to me, that's the best Dracula like ever. But I haven't seen the new one. Oh no, I did see. Do you remember on was it Netflix or Showtime or something? That was. I was so obsessed with this guy, this actor. Oh fuck, he played Dracula. He's Danish. I cannot believe I can't. I was literally obsessed with him. He was a hall pass from my last relationship.
Wait, is he the one playing the Dracula guy in the new one?
Yes.
Oh, Bill Skarsgård.
No, he's not playing it in this one. No, I'm sorry. I
Oh.
can't. the point is, I can't, whatever his name is, I gotta look it up. Keep talking, because wait, I gotta find this guy's name.
I can't watch
Danish.
too many scary movies because they will give me nightmares. There are a lot of mirrors in my room. I didn't put them
Oh,
up.
Clay's Bang. I was like obsessed with this guy. He played,
Okay.
he was in the Dracula. It was from 2020, and it was a series, and it was so good.
I
I
love
highly recommend
vampire
you to.
stuff, but I have to be careful what scary movies I watch because they will imprint in my mind. And I wake up a lot, not a lot. I'll wake up at least once to use the bathroom in the middle of the night. And then, if it's 3 a.m. and I go back and I see a shadow or something like that, plus I can call on spirit. So I have to be very careful because
Yeah,
I feel
no,
that I
because
can
what you
bring
put in your
them.
mind is, yeah, like I stopped watching Dateline before bed. Like, that's a terrible last thing to put in your head. Like, Susie was just going to the grocery store, and then she's fucking cut up in someone's basement. Like, I don't need to hear that before I go to bed. So I disciplined and I stopped myself. No more Dateline at night.
That is smart. Did you hear about the woman, the pregnant woman who got stabbed because she ordered pizza but only gave like a $2 tip and the driver stabbed her and killed her? I think
Oh my
killed her,
gosh.
which is horrible. I always try to
Wow.
tip, I try to tip my delivery drivers when I get delivery at least $5, okay? Not if
Yeah.
I was nervous about getting killed, but I just
It's
feel
like
like
good karma, but yeah,
you just want
totally.
to
But
do
that's
that.
awful.
Not that that
Wow.
woman deserved it, but like, I think we should at least, if you're getting something delivered, you should tip.
Yeah. Oh my God. But that's, I can't believe he stabbed her. Insane.
It was a
What
woman who
is wrong
stabbed
with
her.
people?
It was a woman delivery
Oh,
driver.
oh my
Women are
gosh,
starting to
crazy
murder more, I
bitches.
guess.
Crazy bit. Well, we have to get up there, but you know.
Equality.
Oh, oh my God.
I know
Well,
it's
that's
a.
positive.
It's, I know, I'm sorry. It's a sick world, and I feel like all we can do is try to stay as positive, as authentic, and try to change the vibrations here, But you first have
Yes.
to acknowledge how dark it's gotten here. And some people are like, la, 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 la. I'm a little bit of a vampire priestess these days. I'm like, let's talk about what's going on. But, I don't know. I feel like we have to, or it won't change. These things have to be addressed.
Yeah,
When I do it in
no,
my
I
stand-up,
agree.
I try to be funny at least, but maybe I didn't bring the funny here. That's why I have to ask.
No, I love it because you're also, I love how you get a lot of the information from the high school students too. Like, I think that brings a whole other layer of like amazingness to the Kate Wolf experience.
The stuff I normally get from them is more of like the news and like some of the hip hop world, some of those wars, but sometimes I will get news from them. I kind of knew Trump was going to win from two ways. He had a huge TikTok following, and my students, a lot of them were saying that they would vote for him. And I have a very
I
diverse
know.
school I sub at. And I was like, oh, wow, like Trump's doing well here, and it's a pretty progressive area. So I even
My own
that.
son, who comes from a pretty progressive mom, voted for Trump. And I, trust me, there were a lot of arguments and a lot of crying and a lot of tears. And he, a lot of young Gen Z men, for whatever reason, they got swayed. And
Well, the
hey,
Amish
just
came out.
hope it fucking works out. So,
The Amish came out and voted for Trump because the government was fucking with their farming in a not cool way.
oh, wow.
And we really shouldn't be fucking with the Amish farming because obviously they're probably trying to do it more organically and stuff. So it's like, the government on both sides is not killing.
Yeah, it's not. It's
I'm
shitty.
still, even though I'm in the middle, I still lean towards Democrat. But, there are lots of issues that weren't being addressed, including the
Oh,
border.
absolutely. There, it's. I understand the dismay with everyone in both. I totally get it, but it's just. It's really just to me. It boils down to how do we stay a capitalist society without such a huge disparaging gap, a wage gap. It just. It's. It make money. I don't care. I'm not against people making money. That people called me a communist before. I don't give a fuck. I'm not suggesting any of that. But I'm saying just everybody should be able to make a living wage. If someone's sick, they should be able to go to the doctor. It's that's it. That's it. That's all I think anybody really wants. It's just to be treated like a human being.
Yes. And, my husband was getting comments from his coworkers. He had to take some sick days because he pulled out his back, and like getting comments, like I won't say what they were, but just like negative shit. And it's like, also, if people are breaking, like give a shit, care about it,
Yeah,
like,
care.
because people are like breaking their backs for big corporations and then getting made fun of or in trouble. Like,
That's
take care
not
of
cool.
yourself, take care of your body, and don't break yourself for people who don't give a fuck. Doesn't even have to be about work. Like, if you're in your relationship and you're bending over backwards for someone who's not being reciprocal with their energy,
Reciprocating it, yep. Yeah.
self-love, and
And
we have
same
to
with
have
work.
standards and we got to stand up for ourselves. Some Amazon workers are on strike, and I think that's amazing. My
That is
husband
good,
worked
yeah.
for Amazon for a little bit. They need to change a lot of their ways. It's very abusive. And Jeff Bezos has billions. It should not
Yeah.
be, the people at the top have all this money, and then the people breaking their backs to get the deliveries out are hurting and can't pay their bills. Like, we got to fix this shit big time.
That's just not, yeah, it's just not right.
It's
It's not
broken.
right.
Yeah.
Very broken.
Well, Kyle, thank you so much for coming
Okay.
on. When
Thank
you
you for
come
having
on
my
again, it'll
big
be with
white face
Gigi.
on.
It'll be a little lighter.
No,
He doesn't like when I do all the
was
serious
great.
shit.
Oh, I love it. I almost wish I could see. By the way, CG is so funny. Like, I wish I could see him next to you when you're talking about like the Illuminati. I just want to see like what.
He'd be falling asleep. He would have to turn it in another direction to, and I appreciate it. That is why I made him my co-host, is because I do love the funny. I'm a comedian, but sometimes I just want to have some serious talks about what the fuck's going on, because it's breaking my
Yeah.
heart and it has to change.
Yeah. And you and I think about these things a lot and we talk privately about these things. So it's kind of cool to just get it out in the open. And but I'm so happy I got to see you and I can't wait to come to Philly and see you. We'll make that happen.
Yes. And where can people find you?
You can find me. Oh my God, I have a really big show next week and I can't remember anything. Just find me on Instagram at Ocasio Kyle. And I think on TikTok it's actually Kyle Ocasio. Yeah, that's it. Just my first and last name.
Go
Find
find
me.
her.
Say
And
hi.
Kyle is so beautiful. Like, you are following your heart and soul because you look like you're in your 30s. Okay. I
I
won't
love
say
you
your
for saying
age because I don't
that.
know if you like to share that, but you.
I'm 72, you
What?
guys.
And I'm 71, 1 year younger. You're just, you have an extra glow today. That's because of the sun, but
Because
you
I
look
got some
about it.
booty.
You glow. And now I know you're half Venezuelan. How about that?
Woo, huepa. But that's actually huepa is Puerto Rican. So I'm
Oh,
just
is it?
confusing you further. That's more
Isn't
of
it
a Puerto
also
Rican thing.
Greek?
I don't know. Because I don't know. But huepa is like, yeah, fuck yeah.
Ooh, make a dish.
Huepa.
Well, anyway, thank you everyone for listening. I will be at the Tropicana for Atlantic City Comedy Club on New Year's. And I will also be at some next in line comedy shows. And check out my Instagram at the Kate Wolf. And if you'd like a healing, you can email me kwolf27@gmail.com. And thank you all so much for listening. Bye.